Baby, I know you haven't been sleeping too well, and it's been hard even getting to sleep when you do, but tonight I think I want to try something different. Is that okay? I actually ended up looking up things online to see if I could help you sleep, and I found this thing that's no, it's not sex, but we can do that if you want. Okay, yeah, no. The other thing first, anyway. So it's called ASMR. It's basically like, you know when like when you were a kid and someone like traced their fingers on your back, or like when a girlfriend whispered in your ear, like really quiet, you know, that like little tingly kind of. That never happened to you? No, I've totally whispered in your ear. Like, well, yeah, but during sex is different. Well, anyway, it's like when you get like this nice tingly feeling in your head or like your shoulders down the back of your neck. You never get that? Like, you must have. Okay. Let's just try, okay? Just let me try. So, come here. Just. Okay, lie down first. And let me hold you here, okay? And now, like, close your eyes. See? Did you feel it? Okay, let me try again. You must have felt it. I mean, like, even I kind of felt it. It's just like, just like up and down my spine. It's really nice. Let me try something else, okay? I could just trace my fingers through your hair. There. That feels nice, right? It's called a trigger. I'm triggering you right now. I'm so mean. And yeah, kissing's one too. You feel better? You feel relaxed? Relaxed. Relaxed. Yeah, that's another one for some people. How about I like start tracing on your back while we do this? Yeah, I just feel bad thinking about you as a little kid never having that. I know I loved it. And you're gonna love it too, I promise. So let me start. Now, do you feel that? You do? Finally! Okay. So, you're only receptive to my touch. I guess they didn't put that there in the Wikipedia because they never did this with you. You see? We're making, like, scientific breakthroughs. You're my little test subject. Okay. Now, I kind of want to get, like, right next to you. So, just like whispering should do it if I get really close like this. Yeah, you could just listen to me ramble. Talk about how you look nice, how soft the bed feels. I just wish I knew where to start. Oh, I could just start with earlier today. I mean, we both know that I've kind of been a bit of a lazy bones. I got up and while you were out for the morning, I set up and started recording. And then I made lunch. Yeah. I don't know. I never considered like kitchen sounds as like a trigger. Maybe there are videos out there for that. Yeah, I'll have to look it up, but really you should just be listening and not trying to have a conversation. The whole goal here is for you to get all sleepy on me. So just listen. And I'll try not to like laugh anymore, I guess. See, it's even making me a little tired, if I'm totally honest. So yeah, after I made lunch, I went upstairs to read for a little bit. That's actually like one of my triggers, is I like the sound of like pages turning, just like the flip of like, I don't know, there's just something nice about it, and that accompanied by like the smell of a new book is really nice. And because it started like thundering and raining earlier today, and I love the way that that sounds, it's just kind of one of those picturesque kind of moments, you know. And then can I just lay my head down by you? It's a lot better. Then I think I just read for a couple hours, and I had the cat all tucked up in bed with me, and she was a sweetheart. She started purring and kneading at my blanket, and I think I posted after that. I like typed up a little something, though you were distracting me on your drive home, so can't really, I don't know, take credit for all of what I posted. And then you went out, and I've just kind of been in. Yeah, I'm glad you're not working as much anymore. It's kind of nice to get you at home. So yeah, and then I think I did dinner next. Yeah, I just reheated some leftovers from yesterday. More kitchen sounds, more triggers. And then I took a really, really nice shower and a bubble bath. Yeah, and I used this like lavender, like chamomile or vanilla maybe, like sugar scrub that made my skin all soft. So like, honestly, I think I might be softer than the sheets. Silky and smooth against your skin, but I don't know, like I said, I still feel like I'm softer. So I did that, and then I put my hair in braids, kind of played with it a little, like I'm playing with your hair now actually, just kind of stroking through it. It's really, really soothing. Like getting all like warm and fuzzy inside just thinking about it. Yeah, so then after dinner in the shower, I climbed in bed, and you know, I handled relatively basic stuff, just turning some stuff in, answering emails and comments and all that. We should see if typing is a trigger for you sometime. I know it's one for me. Typing and writing and a bunch of like really mundane things. I think that's why I like being at the library so much, because it's a bunch of people on laptops, reading books, typing away. Like, it's all of my triggers in one place, except for you. You probably give me tingles more than anyone else, whether that's like in the way that you speak, or I don't know,
Like, even your hugs give me little shivers sometimes, just because you're so gentle. And that's about it, I guess. Are you bored? You should be. It's like the whole point. Shut up. I can see your eyes drooping. Just let them close even more, okay? And just drift deeper and deeper into sleep. There we go. Kind of good at this, huh? Yeah, I guess so. You're welcome. You really don't have to think.